You're training the body, but you must also open your mind. Learning to wield the Force takes a deeper commitment.
The Force?
The Force is what gives the Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us and penetrates us. It binds the galaxy together.
For my ally is the Force. And a powerful ally it is. Life creates it. Makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us. And binds us. Luminous beings though we, not this crude matter.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
The Force has a dark and a light side. That's black magic and white magic. The doorway into the occult is an altered state of consciousness. Let the Force take over. That's an altered state of consciousness. Yoda is a yogi.
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We'd rather reprove them.
Ahsoka means love and life.
Welcome to Conspiracy in the Force, Season 3, Star Wars in the New Age Deception. With me, Conspiracy Kyle.
All things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Welcome back to another episode of Conspiracy in the Force. I'm your host, Conspiracy Kyle. On this episode, we'll be diving into the third episode of the Ahsoka series, titled Time to Fly. Now, this episode was comprised of mostly action sequences, but there was some dialogue and discussion around the concept of the Force that I'd like to discuss today. Also, we saw in this episode the political infighting of the New Republic, which goes to show that regardless of which form a government takes on, like Empire or Republic, it can still be incompetent and counter to the needs of the people that brought them to power. So about the Force. Now, as a Bible-believing Christian, I've always struggled with the concept of the Force in Star Wars. Sure, it's a fictional universe, and Jedi and Sith aren't real religions, and the Force doesn't exist. But the concept of belief in the Force is counter to what I believe in. This is why I've typically strayed away from discussing the more mystical aspects of Star Wars on this podcast and in my first book, and I've focused more on the governmental/political machinations within the franchise. So what exactly is the Force? Well, in Star Wars, the Force is something that's inherent to all living beings, humans and aliens in nature alike. As Yoda and Obi-Wan explain, this is what gives the Jedi his power. It's an energy field that binds and penetrates all living things. It's something you can tap into, and something you can wield if you have the right training and desire, as Ahsoka explains to Sabine in this episode. Now, in a religious sense, the Force really represents a higher power that is already within you. You just need to unlock it, for lack of a better term. Basically, what this represents is an impersonal God, or a pantheistic view of God, where pantheism is defined as the belief that God is in all, and all is God, a very Hindu-type belief system. Whereas this is counter to what I believe and hold true, which is that God created the universe, God created all the people, the animals, the plants, and the earth, but God is separate from creation. God as the creator is outside of his creation, outside of time, space, and matter, and is holding the entire universe together by his divine nature. Now, this concept is thoroughly complex, and no one will really ever truly know how this works on this side of heaven. But basically, I think of it this way. If I build a computer from scratch, I'm not inside the computer. I'm outside the computer, putting it all together, performing maintenance on it, ensuring all the nuts and bolts are screwed in properly, and all the hardware and software is installed properly, and so on and so forth. Basically, what it boils down to in a biblical text, worshiping and claiming that material things, people, and animals, and nature, are, in and of themselves, God, it's akin to worshiping idols, a practice warned about over and over again in the Bible, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now, in past episodes, we talked about Ahsoka and her thoughts on the Jedi, where she believes the Jedi path was flawed and led to their downfall. And it seems as though she has found a better way of existing and communicating with the Force outside of the Jedi. Now, we'd previously made a parallel to this in the Age of Aquarius, where in the 60s and 70s, the New Age movement sought to move away from traditional beliefs like Christianity into a new form of spirituality. Another parallel you could draw is regarding the mysticism of the Force itself. The concept of the Force that George Lucas created was meant to be an amalgamation of all religions into a single concept. So it's almost as if his concept depicts a one-world religion, where this futuristic universe has evolved by removing concepts like biblical Christianity, the old, archaic way. Now, as the book of Revelation will tell us, this concept of a one-world religion is fundamentally wrong. Whenever a one-world religion does come to power, it is because of the devil's manipulations and lies, and it's ultimately headed for destruction. Now, to focus in on the Ahsoka episode itself, there are two specific things about the Force and the Jedi that we can discuss today. For my first discussion point, let's put theological differences aside for a second and just pretend, for argument's sake, that the Jedi are Christians like myself, those who believe in the one true God, that the Bible is the Word of God, that God sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross as a substitution for the price of sins that we owe. Now, in this context, we see that Ahsoka wants to adhere to some of the doctrines of the Jedi, but ultimately she wants to also mix in her own experience and her own beliefs with those Jedi doctrines and not actually call herself a Jedi. Here's a conversation between her and the droid Hu Yang discussing this.
The Jedi Order would not have accepted her. She is not an acceptable candidate.
By their standards?
Standards which were proven over a millennia.
And failed.
You realize, historically, there have been very few Mandalorians who ever became a Jedi.
I don't need Sabine to be a Jedi. I need her to be herself.
Now, I suppose you do come from a long line of non-traditional Jedi.
So this symbolizes what is happening a lot in our world today. A lot of people claim to follow God, claim to believe the Bible is true, but choose to mix in a lot of other unbiblical spirituality, to the point where they can't even really call themselves Christians or shouldn't be called Christians. Many, quote, Christian personalities have sprung up in recent years that seem to elevate themselves in their own experiences and even their mystical encounters over the gospel of Jesus Christ. As the Apostle Paul states several times in his letters to the churches, if anyone preaches another gospel other than the one that they have received regarding Jesus Christ, don't listen to them. They are to be accursed. See Galatians 1 verses 8 and 9 and 2 Corinthians 11 verse 4. My second point. A common theme with New Age thinking, as well as Buddhism and Hinduism, is that gaining knowledge is key, but not all can grasp this knowledge. Here's a clip from the episode.
I can't use the Force. I don't feel it.
The Force resides in all living things, even you.
If that's true, then why doesn't everyone use it?
Talent is a factor. But training and focus are what truly define someone's success.
Now, Zen Buddhism, for example, is a sect of Buddhism much like the Jedi. They believe that enlightenment is gained through training and meditation and knowledge passed from teacher to student. The idea is that they, in and of themselves, can become enlightened to a point of breaking the cycle of reincarnation and truly ascend or achieve what is called Satori, like becoming one with the Force in Star Wars as Obi-Wan was. While I agree that knowledge is important, like reading the Bible and studying it, knowledge in and of itself is not a pathway to eternal life. Christianity diverts from Buddhism, Hinduism, and New Age thinking in how we know that salvation does not come from ourselves, but in what God can do. Now, there are some Christians who are highly educated and possess much knowledge, and there are also some that are not so knowledgeable. That doesn't mean that only those with the better knowledge will be saved. Absolutely not. Romans 10:13 states that all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. It's not an exclusive club, like the Jedi or the Superior Force users, who can only get into this club based on their own talents and their own merits. God has an open invitation for all. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Conspiracy in the Force. As always, I'm your host, Conspiracy Kyle. I'll be back next week to break down episode 4 of the Ahsoka series here on Conspiracy in the Force, season 3, Star Wars and the New Age Deception. God bless. God bless.